This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 91. For Wednesday, October 7th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were mixed on Wednesday morning. The November canola contract is down 50 cents at $524.90 per ton. The January contract is up 70 cents at $532.10 per ton. Nearby Chicago soy oil contracts were up by about a fifth of a cent in early morning trade, contributing to the higher tone for canola. Malaysian palm oil was also stronger in early morning trade, though European rapeseed showed some losses. Slight weakness in the Canadian dollar was supportive of canola, as it remained around 75.3 U.S. cents. Harvest activity across the Canadian prairies has limited gains for canola, as the harvest is near completion. Manitoba's harvest is 88% complete, according to the most recent crop report from the province. Across Manitoba, canola is reportedly 94% harvested. Winter wheat and fall rye are completely off the field, with spring wheat, oats, and barley nearing completion. The Chicago soy complex was stronger this morning. The USDA's crop progress report showed the U.S. soybean harvest is almost 40% complete. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of over 120,000 tons of soybeans purchased by unknown destinations, along with 132,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China. Both sales were made for delivery during the current marketing year. Globally, dry weather in South America has slowed down planting progress. However, one private firm in Brazil has raised its soybean forecast to 133.4 million tons from prior estimates of 132.6 million tons. The November soybean contract is up 12.5 cents at $10.56 per bushel. December soy oil is up by about a fifth of a cent at 33.3 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up 560 at 355.20 per hundredweight. Corn futures were stronger on Wednesday morning. A Ukrainian consultancy firm has lowered its 2020 corn harvest forecast from 34 million tons last month to total 31.74 million tons. South Korea has purchased 206,000 tons of corn to be sourced from South America. The December contract is up by 4.5 cents at $3.88 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher this morning. The USDA reported that U.S. winter wheat is 52% planted, which is ahead of the five-year average. Weather in the southern U.S. is expected to be mainly dry, with above-average temperatures over the next week or so. Chicago December is up 13 cents at $6.05. Kansas City December is up 17 cents at $5.47. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 8.5 cents in the December contract at $5.46. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, October 7th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.